We're doing Chazonish, Emunah u'Bitachon. We're up to the third chapter, the 26th paragraph, page Lamed Zayin. U'min ha'mugalut lachshov. It's customary to think, liyased yeshivot, legadel banim laTorah, to establish yeshivot, to raise children in Torah. Ha'itzira shel talmidei chachamim mukara lechovat rabat ha'erech. It's recognized that forming Talmidei Chachamim is something of great value. Mukara letel talpiyot. Everyone knows how important it is. Ledavar omed berumo shel ulam, something that's extraordinary. Ledavar shekol chaye ador tluyin bo. People realize that the life of the generation is contingent on having future leaders, on having future giants in Torah. So we have to establish yeshivot to raise the children, to educate them in Torah. אבל הכרה על זו בגישתה למצוא את הנפשות הראויות ליצירה זו גובלת גיל ידוע לתלמיד ודורשת ממנו צעירות מוחלטת. אך זה שכבר נתבגר ובא בשנים ולא למד בילדותו כבר נפסל בעיני האדם מלהיות תלמיד. He says, when they create yeshivos, then you have a cut-off point. People can enter yeshiva up to a certain age, and people want someone who is very young to enter their yeshiva. And if someone's older and he hasn't yet learned as a youngster, so then people think he's not worthy of being a student in our yeshiva. וכבר נתמה להם המבוגר על זה, people think that the adult, לבלתי ראוי לחוכמה בהחלט, if he hasn't gained Torah wisdom, so then he's not worthy of learning. גם הוא בעצמו אינו רואה חובה לנפשו להיכנס לבית המדרש לבקש תורה. And what happens is, when people become adults and they do not have a strong Torah education, so they don't feel it's their responsibility to enter Beis Medrash and seek out Torah. What happens is people think there are those who learned, and then I'm the balabas, I'm the guy who doesn't have a strong Torah background, so I don't know Torah that well. So fine, people don't feel a responsibility to get that education. You know, we're reading this here in Machon Meir. It's very funny because we're the exact opposite here. Everyone here has broken the mold. And everyone here says, even though I'm at an older age, I'm going to learn from scratch. But you realize you're the exception. You realize that for every one of you, you have family members, you have friends in school, you have people all around you who are not doing what you're doing. The masses are still saying what the Chazon Ish is writing here. Most people feel like the level of Torah they left high school, that's the level they're going to stay on for life. And sometimes people never graduate third grade. Many people have a perception of Torah that's on a third grade level. They never outgrew that. You can sit there and talk to them about the Parsha and you understand that they never thought to develop their understanding and their insights that maybe there's something deeper here. Maybe there's a deeper story than what I learned in third grade. Makiru chova lekviut itim laTorah lilmod b'ma she'yada kvar. People recognize I'm supposed to learn Torah every day. So they say, okay, I'll review what I already know. אבל חובת עלייה, הגדלה והרמה רחוקה ממנו. But people don't feel like they have a responsibility to become giants. If you don't strive to be a giant in Torah, you're never going to be a giant in Torah. And the Chazon Ish says what happens is, as people age, they no longer dream that they can be big in Torah. They feel like, this is what I know, fine, I'm okay with that. Well, why are you okay with that? והוא נרדם בייאוש נושן. The Chazon Ish says, people enter this slumber, they hibernate, and it's a hibernation that stems from giving up. People give up on ever knowing Torah well. People have given up. Someone asked me, are you doing Daf Yomi? I said, yes. And he says, gee, I was doing Daf Yomi till Pesachim, and then I stopped. I gave up. I said to him, you know how many times I stopped? I can't even count. I started Daf Yomi, and I never finished Brachos. I started again with Shabbos, and I didn't finish Shabbos. I don't think I even started Erevin, but I did start Pesachim, and I didn't finish Pesachim. Shkolim, I didn't start. I could tell you, you know how many times I fell on my face, and I couldn't keep up. I couldn't. I tried again and again and again. And this cycle, I have not been able to keep up. Not that last cycle was so much better, but this cycle, I keep trying. I said, but you know, now I'm trying, and I'm trying again. I started in the middle of Ksubos, and now I'm in Nedarim, trying. You can't give up. The worst thing is when we give up on ourselves. I always say that I don't know if I have other talents, but there's one talent that I still do try to hold on to, and that is not to give up. I'm still trying. So there are a lot of frustrations. There are a lot of times where I say I should have done better, and I'm not happy with what I produced, but I'm going to try again. I'm going to keep trying. V'omnam ena davar hazeh al pi haTorah. The Chazon Ish says when people give up on themselves, and then they enter the slumber, this feeling like, okay, this is what I know in Torah, this is what I'm going to be for life. That's not the Torah way. Ki chovat ha'adam bo'olamo, a person's responsibility in this world, kol od ha'neshama b'kirbo, so long as he has a soul within him, lishtadel liyot holech v'gadel. Man has to constantly try and grow. In everything. And even though the Mishnah in Tractate Avos tells us that when you teach someone older, it's not like taking a new piece of parchment and writing on it. It's like taking a piece of parchment that has a lot of erasures. It's true. It's not the same thing. But being that the wisdom is so worthwhile, gam tiyu ha'chokhma al-niyar machuk en erech eleah ve'en mispar le'otzem shoviyah. Even ink that's written on erased parchment has tremendous, tremendous value. You can't even evaluate it. So it's priceless. The Chazon Ish says we're not allowed to give up. That's not the Torah way. And this is radical. It shouldn't be radical. It should be obvious. But if we look around, how many people come to Machon Meir and say, I know I'm 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. I want to learn how to learn Torah. Yet how many people are there out there who don't know how to learn Talmud, don't know how to learn Halacha? Remember, Rabbi Akiva started at 40. How old was Moshe Rabbeinu when he started leading the Jewish people? 80. My wife's grandfather's 80th birthday. I told him, you know, you got to start working now. 80 years old is when Moshe started, right? 80. Yeah, 80. So you're not supposed to give up. Start again. And if you look throughout Tanakh, my younger brother pointed this out to me, that most of the leaders of Tanakh did most of their great work at an older age. We don't meet Avraham Avinu till he's 75. We know nothing about him before that. 75 is when we first encounter Avraham Avinu. So we can't give up on ourselves. Rabbi Akiva started learning at 40. We're ahead of him, most of us. But you know, can't give up. And he didn't know Aleph Beis. Uma rava efsed shel hanashim bimei habinayim shel tzvam asher lo zachu lehavayot abay v'rava beyaldutam. And people are missing so much when they hit middle age and they don't know how to learn a piece of Gemara, what Abaye and Rava are arguing about. Ve'omnam zachu ladat ki hashevet bebeit Hashem kol yemei chayehem hem achayim amitim tachta shemesh. People say, I know that living, being in a base medrash is, that's the real life. Umeirov mertzam vishtadlutam zachu lesader chayehem bebeit hamidrash. And even though they work hard and they say, okay, I'm going to attend a yeshiva, v'sham bebeit hamidrash yivalu zmanam larik v'kocham levatala. But then when a person comes to yeshiva, he wastes his time. People think if I come to yeshiva, so let's say I have 3 hours a day to learn, 4 hours a day to learn. So I'll read a little bit of stories, I'll read a little bit of Musar, people spend their times and they don't work to really grow, to develop their knowledge base, their knowledge of halacha, their knowledge of gemara. Vet amal haTorah bahalacha yazvu. People don't work hard to understand halacha. They don't feel like that's their responsibility. I have a question, I'll ask the rabbi. Why? You should be the rabbi. When I was interviewed in Kochav Yaakov, so I wasn't really interested in the position when I was first interviewed. And they asked me, what's your goal if you come to the congregation? So I said, my goal is that in 20 years, every one of you will know how to learn as well as I do, and I'll leave. You won't need me. That's my goal. That if people here don't yet know how to learn halacha, so in 20 years, you should know. And by that time, so you'll take a candidate from amongst yourself, and I'll move on to another congregation. But they, you know, I wasn't joking. I was serious. There's a responsibility for every person to know how to learn halacha. It requires learning, it requires work, but it's accessible to most people. It's accessible if you want to get there. I mentioned here numerous times that we had more than one student. First of all, look at most of the rabbis in the machon. Most of the rabbis, I'd say 80% of the rabbis started as students here. And in our department, it's for sure that way. And that's number one. I'm saying that's an example, but In the last half a decade, we've had students here who came in and could barely read Hebrew. And today they're already finishing smicha. And not finishing smicha in a cheap way, finishing smicha in a beautiful way, where they've actually learned it well, without shortcuts. So I'm saying a person can get their key, says the Chazon Ish. Don't give up on yourself. Over here. Others. Okay. Thank you. He says, Chazon Ish is not to give up on yourself. And what happens is, people say, halacha, yeah. And then they look down at it, sometimes in their heart, sometimes with their speech. And what the reason people have this tendency is because they have to protect their own honor. If they don't know halacha, so they don't want to be embarrassed, so then knowing halacha isn't so important. Because if it is so important and they don't know it, then it doesn't bode well for them. And that's one of the reasons we find people are into finding faults in those who actually know Torah. There's this tendency people have to find what's wrong with the person who's teaching Torah. He says a line here which really the same line appears in the Ma'aral, that people sometimes, because they're not smart enough, so they look at smart people and they look down at them and they imagine themselves to be much above them. Because the nature of pride, arrogance, is that the more foolish a person is, so that's where he has a tendency to be arrogant. When one is foolish, so then his arrogance is something that's pleasant to him. And if a person never tasted true wisdom, so what can you demand of him? So the Chazon Ish says, this is what happens. You have those people who are fortunate to learn Torah, then you have the people who never had a strong background in Torah. The problem is that yeshivas aren't focused on taking them in, and that's wrong, says the Chazon Ish. Everyone has to have a chance at growing in Torah. And the second problem is that the people aren't interested in learning. People take comfort and they say, I know enough. No, you don't. Every person has a responsibility to learn and know how to rule in halacha. And so don't take the cheap shot and say, okay, I'll open a kitzur shulchan aruch, now I know. No, you don't. You want to understand halacha, you have to start from scratch. You go from the beginning, from the Mishnah, from the Gemara, the commentaries, through all the way through the halacha. And again, you need to study under a teacher, and then slowly you learn the system. And when you learn the system, then you start applying it. So a person has to overcome all the adversaries that are going to get in his way, and strengthen his heart and learn halacha. And you should know, Rav Kook Zatzal wrote an identical piece. He didn't use the same wording, but Rav Kook started a project in which he wrote in the Gemara itself the bottom line rulings of the Shulchan Aruch. There are Gemarot that are called Gemara Halacha Brura. I don't see a copy. There, that brown set. You mind pulling out a Gemara? Toda rabba, yeah. Okay, see this? This is a Gemara. It's called Halacha Brura and Beirur Halacha. Now, what's special about this Gemara? If you look at the bottom of any page, you have down here on below, they quote all the halacha that the page spoke about from Shulchan Aruch and Rambam, what's necessary. You turn to the back of the Gemara, you have what's called Berur Halacha. On every page in the Gemara, they explain to you how that page evolved halachically till the rulings of modern day halacha. So you have any time you learn a page of Gemara, you could learn it from the Talmud all the way to present day rulings. And the one who started writing this was Rav Kook himself. Because Rav Kook, towards the end of his life, started writing inside his Gemaros. On the bottom, he would write the Halacha Brura, because he said there's such a tremendous need for people to learn the Gemara from the Gemara all the way to the Halacha, and he established this institution. If you go into Merkaz Arab Yeshiva, so if you go down two flights to the Miklat, to the cellar, so there you have, in the bomb shelter, you have a whole Bet Midrash called the Bet Midrash Halacha Brura, which is working on putting out the volumes that remain in Shas of this work. But it's the same idea the Chazon Ish just said, that people have to learn and learn all the way through the Halacha. You have to learn the skills of learning Talmud, then you have to learn how to develop them all the way through ruling in Halacha. The Al Yasev El Hayyush. The Chazon Ish reiterates the warning, don't turn to this tendency we have to give up. A person's not allowed to turn in the direction of despair. You have to remain encouraged. And you have to know that despair, the Chazon Ish calls him Hamashchit Ha'achzari, the cruel destructor. The one who, you want to know what despair is? It's something cruel and destructive. You're not allowed to turn in that direction. You have to remain encouraged. And maybe I'll tell you a few stories. When I first came to Merkaz Arav, so I was the new boy, grown up in the United States, and I came, I didn't know anyone. So I came to Shir Aleph, the first year learning, and they set me up with a chavruta, and I went to Shir the first day, the second day, and I couldn't figure out what the Rebbe was talking about. And after Shir, I would go to my chavruta and I'd ask him, and I couldn't understand what he was telling me. And then I went to other people in the Shir, and I couldn't understand. So I tried for about a month. Think about it, all of Elul, not so much fun. I couldn't understand what was going on. I wasn't on the level. Everyone else seemed to understand the Shir. I didn't. And it reached a point where the lowest guy in the Shir didn't want to learn with me. So after about a month or two in yeshiva, seeing I couldn't hack it learning Gemara, so I dropped out of Shir and I started learning Mishnah. I said, okay, I'm not up to par. I can't learn Talmud yet. I'll learn Mishnah. And I dedicated my day to learning Mishnah and Tanakh. I learned Chumash very well, Parsha, and Prophets, and Mishnah. And every day I'd spend my whole day learning Mishnah. A little bit learning Halacha. I'd have breaks for learning Chaye Adam, but the whole day learning Mishnah. So I said, okay, I don't know how to learn. Fine, if I don't know, I'll start from scratch. Okay, the year ended, and I went to yeshiva, another yeshiva. I couldn't stay in Israel at the time, so I went to the United States, and again, I said, okay, I have to start learning Talmud, so I took tractate Brachos, and I said to myself, start from the beginning of Shas, right? I'll learn Gemara Brachos. So I said, I'll learn Gemara Rashi Tosfos. I tried, didn't work, I couldn't learn Tosfos. So I said, okay, I gotta know Brachos in order to learn Tosfos, I have to learn the tractate. So I sat down and worked all day to learn one side of a page Gemara. In my days, there wasn't Art Scroll yet. I'm saying Art Scroll was just coming out back then. And I worked and I worked and I worked, and it took me, I don't know how many months, to finish tractate Brachos the first time, just Gemara Rashi. And after spending all day on it, right? After I had finished the first time, I said, okay, I got to go over it a second time. And then a third time. And only then did I say, okay, after I finished Brachos, Gemara, Rashi, Tosas, I started learning with Halacha. And someone suggested I learn Erevin. So at nights, I would learn Erevin. So I'm learning Erevin, and after about a month learning Erevin, I went over to one of the rabbis and asked him a question in the Gemara. And he answered me, and I said, wait, you're talking to me about amos. There are two types of measurements. Now, Erevin constantly talks about different sizes and different measurements, because Erevin is about how you set up an enclosure for a city or a property, a halachic enclosure. So you're constantly talking about measurements of walls, measurements of gaps. You're talking about measurements. And I had learned a quarter of the Masechet, and I hadn't paid attention that there are two types of measurements being discussed in the Gemara. There's a tefach, a hand's width, and an amah, that's six hand widths. And I'm learning and learning, and I didn't notice that as I'm learning, the Gemara is talking about two types of measurements. Sometimes it uses the masculine form of a number, echad, and sometimes it uses the feminine, achat. Amah achat, tefach echad. Okay, I didn't notice that. So I'd finished a quarter of the tractate only to realize I knew nothing. What do you do then? I realized I hadn't noticed that throughout learning the tractate. So I closed the Gemara, and I walked out of the Beis Medrash, totally destroyed. You know, you just spent 2 months, and you know nothing, right? You suddenly realize I didn't understand anything I was doing, right? And I went for a walk around the park, and about 10 minutes later, I came back, closed the Erevin. I didn't have the heart to continue Erevin at that point, and opened the Numasech, started something else. There were many times where I failed, you know, and it was huge disappointing. There were many times in the learning, including when the lowest guy in yeshiva wouldn't learn with me, and I couldn't hack the lowest shiur in yeshiva. So the question is, what do you do at that point? And the key is not to give up. So you say, okay, if I'm not up to par for that, so I'll work on this. I'll work my way up to that. I'll get there. And that's what I said before. I don't know about other talents, but there's one thing which I keep trying to do, and that is not give up. And that's something which we all have to do. You can't give up. I went to yeshiva once. I was there a week or two, and there was a person there who decided he wanted to be an educator. An old man who was retiring, and he wanted to enter education. So he decided I was going to be his pupil. So everything I did, he would tell me why I was doing it wrong. So I lasted about 2 weeks, and in the third week, he said to me, I've been in this institution. He wasn't really in the institution, but I didn't know it at the time. He said to me, I've been in this institution for 30 years. I've seen students come and go, and you will never succeed in your whole life. People like you just don't succeed. Okay? I packed my bags and I left. I left that institution. I got up and I left the next day. Because if he's, you know, he's on top of me and he's going to drive me crazy. And the Rosh Yeshiva, I went to tell him goodbye, and he said to me, why are you leaving? I said, your own staff told me I'm never going to succeed, so I see no point in continuing. I went to another yeshiva. I didn't give up. But again, here later on, I found out, well, this has an interesting ending, this story. The Rosh Yeshiva said to me, I don't know who told you that, but he is a Rasha Merusha. He's a completely wicked person, and you shouldn't listen to him. Keep learning. That's what the Rosh Yeshiva said. And I didn't listen to him. I left. 2 days later, that person who spoke to me had a massive stroke, was incapacitated, and never, and is in an old age home. So you think the story's over. 3 months ago, I went to visit my grandparents in an assisted living facility, and there's an old man sitting there. Who do you think it was? You know, same old man. I didn't recognize him, but it was interesting. You know? No, I treated him respectfully. I didn't say a word. It was just interesting, you know. He's with it, but he wouldn't remember me from decades ago, you know. I'm just saying, if you want to learn, you have to be willing to deal with the frustrations and not get frustrated.
Mind-boggling misjudgment. Here's a guy who could have any profession he wants to go into. He retires because he wants supposedly to inspire people, and he does something that could have ended up, maybe some guns were told, he ended up okay, but he could have ended up making you forget, this isn't for me.
Okay. Obviously he doesn't have the knack for being an educator, right. But that's... that wasn't my point.
No.
My point is there will be frustrations along the way, but you can't get frustrated. You got to get up and say, hey, I'm going to work. I'm going to keep working. You know, the first time I went to learn for Smicha, So I learned the material, and then I came to the test, the first question. So the question asked, why do we clean off a piece of meat before we salt it? And I had five answers from the Beis Yosef, so I wrote down five answers. Then I asked, I checked with the rabbi, and he said, no, there are only two answers. Those answers all boil down to two answers. So I said, okay, then I don't know how to learn, because I see a distinction between each of those five opinions quoted in the Beis Yosef. Closed the books and left smicha, left learning for smicha. I said, okay, I have to learn how to learn. I'll learn more Talmud, I'll learn more Mishnah, I'll learn more Halacha, and then I'll learn for smicha. Only years later did I discover that what he said was one opinion, and there are other opinions that understand the Beis Yosef the way I said. I didn't know that at the time, but I didn't give up. You can't give up. That's the point. There are going to be moments where you get the feeling, I didn't understand anything. I'm stupid. I have that many times in my life, that I feel like I'm stupid. Okay, the key is don't give up. Keep working. So I'm stupid, so then I'll learn more, and then I'll know more. The Chazanish says, beware of that cruel enemy called despair. Don't despair. You have to keep trying. And when you despair, that's when you've put a limit to your growth, and you have to keep growing.